Good people, I hope all is well. I come to you as humbly as I possibly can to share the good news. This is the I Am Just Like You, Different podcast. Let's get into it, y'all. We're going to talk about today's topic, which is going to be about correction, being corrected. In Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "Whoever loves correction loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is a fool." Let me say that one more time. Whoever loves correction loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is a fool. That is a very, very powerful verse. Very powerful. It's an essential verse, an essential sanctification process, which is becoming more like Jesus' verse in this faith walk of seeking the kingdom of God. Being corrected, loving being corrected. It says those who delight in God's law will get the desires of their heart. And, you know, once you become more like Christ, you're thinking, you know, you're transformed by the renewing of your mind, right? And not conform to the mold of the world. The desires of your heart line up with God's perfect will. So with that, you get the desires of your heart, God's will, by being corrected, by conforming, being transformed by his word. Not to how, you know, you was brought up to think through your mom, your dad, your grandma, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever it was, whoever in the world that made you think of the world. But you're corrected to think and do as God's words teaches us to do. It says the word sets us free. So you need the word of God to be corrected, because we all was once unbelievers who always once, you know, it's two births being a believer of Christ. You're born out your mom's womb, and then you're born again in Christ Jesus, being saved by grace and mercy. And that is correction. Because, yeah, you're saved by grace and mercy. But whoever is to follow him, Jesus' words, not mine, is to take up their cross daily, is to deny themselves. So you have to be what? Corrected. You can't be out here lusting willingly. You can't be out here eating gluttonously. You have to fast. You have to deny yourself, right? This is true. Correction is a essential, vital thing to the Christian walk, to the believer walk, whatever you want to call it. And another thing about this verse, how many times they actually talk about this verse in Proverbs. See, Proverbs is written by Solomon, as we know, King David's son. Known to be the most wisest man and richest man to ever live. He had God's riches and he had God's wisdom. As we know, he had a dream. God asked him what he wanted, and he asked for wisdom so he can lead the people, because he was a young king that was inexperienced, and he wanted wisdom to be able to lead them properly. And God was so pleased that he asked for wisdom instead of riches, power, and glory, that he gave him riches, power, and glory as well. Along with that wisdom, right? But yeah, he said this in Proverbs. God's wisdom in Solomon said this in Proverbs. And it's said countless amount of times. It says when something is said more than once in the Bible, you need to write it down, underline it, highlight it, put it in your heart. You know what I'm saying? Throw away the key. Something is said more than once in the Bible. And a lot of times it said more than once in the Bible. But this statement right here, man, I don't know. I couldn't even count how many times it was said just in the book of Proverbs alone. This book is considered one of the wisest books to ever be read. It's definitely a wise book that's in the Bible, if not the wisest book to ever be written. Proverbs, it was said so many times, and it says so many times in the Bible in different forms, right? Whoever loves correction loves knowledge, but who doesn't love correction is a fool, is stupid in other translations. So yeah, man, it says this so many times. So we have to be willing to correct our brothers and our sisters. If you don't correct your brother or your sister, your mom, your dad, your siblings, right? That's not love. That's not love. That's why Jesus corrected Jesus. You're being like Jesus, right? Jesus corrected. God corrects. It says if God, I'm paraphrasing his word, but it definitely says if he doesn't correct you, that's like him not loving you. You don't correct your son, it's like you're not loving your son. We have to correct and be promptly to correct. It's not love if you don't. You just let somebody go on being foolish, being stupid. But you do pull that brother to the side and correct them. Or that sister to the side and correct them, right? You don't do it in a public space. As Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 through 17 states, let's actually read it. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. Go and tell him alone between you and him, right? But then it goes on to say, if he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And if he refused to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refused to even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. And then a heathen, you know, everybody knows what a heathen is. It's basically like something like, ill, get away from you, right? A tax collector is something like, ill, get away from you too, back in them times, because the taxes was new. And basically people were trying to take your money. So a lot of people, tax collector was very much kind of shunned away from people. People didn't like them. So basically they're saying, yeah, you bring people involved, bring the church involved, bring people involved once. If that person refused to hear you out, right? But then, if they keep on refusing you, basically it's saying you wash your hands with that person. You no longer need that person in your life. You can treat that person like a heathen and a tax collector. It don't mean you don't love that person, but you love that person from a distance. That person refuses to be corrected. That person refuses to acknowledge their wrongs. They go on sinning willfully, thinking they're wrong is good. So let's get into it some more, man. So John chapter 3, verse 19 through 20. Let's get to it. Let's read it. So y'all can take their word from me. You can take the Bible's word from it and not mine. So it reads, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. Yeah. So people who are in darkness, which is, you know, those spirits are darkness. The devil, the demons, the one third of the angels that he brought from heaven. Those are the darkness that don't like want to be exposed to the light. That's why when you hear you, when you see you trying to correct somebody, or you see you that you talking about God or somebody, right? And they face just, they don't want it. They stand back. They looking crazy. They say something crazy. They, I know. They neglect it. There's those spirits. They don't want to be brought to the light. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to feel that. They don't want that. So some people don't even know they've been ran by them spirits so much. They think it's them talking and them doing it. But it's actually those spirits controlling them. So yeah, that person needs what? Prayer, right? Prayer. Patience, compassion. Don't mean that you have to be in their face. They keep on going on sinning and don't want to, you know, be corrected. But their darkness doesn't want to be brought to the light. Doesn't want to be brought to the light, man. And this is a way that you can know that you are, one of the ways that you can know that you have the Holy Spirit dwelling within you, because you want to be corrected. You want to be corrected. Like me, for example, man, I was a person who was very unhumble, right? I was very self-righteous. I thought, you know, my way was the best way. I thought what I believed in was it. I used to always say, nothing but factual-based information comes out of my mouth. You know, worldly, factual-based information. But as I grow in my faith and I become more like Christ through his sanctification process and his grace and his mercy, right? Man, I yearn for correction from a godly man or woman, a bit from a biblical point of view, whether it's the posture of my attitude, my words, whatever it is. Correct me. I want to grow. I want to know. If it's something that can actually help me. Now, some people, I read this book called What You Think About Me Is None of My Business, right? And, you know, she had many different types of topics in the book. And the last chapter of the book was actually, you know, What You Think About Me Is None of My Business. And basically what she said, sometimes criticism can be a good thing. And it aligns with the Bible, right? Because, like, what she was saying is, like, if somebody criticizes you and you feel that about yourself, already, like you have a hint of that about yourself, it might be something that you need to work on. It might be something that you need to work on. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we have to embrace that correction, that, and get away from this spirit of offense and this spirit of thinking that you're above things, entitled to and exalting yourself. You have to get away from that. Pray for that deliverance. Fast from that. Yeah, man. It's a vital thing to yearn for that correction. That is the way that you grow closer to Christ. Yeah, man. It's the way that you grow closer to Christ. You know, we all were once, you know, like blind sinners. We all were once blind sinners. We all were. But how we grew past it was being corrected, seeing his word, believing in his word, and being transformed by his word. So we can test and approve for his perfect will, his will for our lives, for hope, for future, for love, for peace, for gentleness, for servitude, for humbleness. But at first we didn't know these things. We went about life in a worldly point of view. I gotta win at all means. I gotta be better than you. I gotta gossip and talk about the next person. I gotta fit in whatever worldly thing that you had yourself part of. But this correction, being correction, corrected, is an essential tool in this life and this journey of becoming like Christ. For him to ultimately call you home, being corrected. See, the thing about the wicked and the just, see, it says in, I think there's Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24, if I'm not mistaken. It's definitely in Proverbs. It says the righteous man falls 7 times. Then he gets up, and I'm paraphrasing, but a wicked man falls by his timidity. See the difference between a righteous man and a wicked man? See, a righteous man, he sins, but he's willing to be corrected. He's willing to ask for forgiveness, and he's willing to repent. See, repentance is not just asking for forgiveness. It's having a change of heart, doing your best, saying, I need to be corrected by God. I need to be either disciplined or chastised or regulated by God and not do this thing again. Do my very best to not do whatever this sin is again. And even though you might do it again and do it again, we say you fall 7 times, right? That means you can fall how many times it is that you need to fall until you get past this certain thing, until God delivers you from this certain thing, right? But every time you fall, you have it in your spirit and in your mind that, man, I'm really not going to do this thing. I'm going to try my best not to do this thing. And yes, we live in a fallen world. The devil is real, y'all. He is real. That's why I say pray without ceasing, lest you fall into temptation. So, yeah, if you fall, I mean, if you fall, you still have in your heart, like truly in your heart. God knows your heart. So he knows if you're truly doing your best to not do this thing again, you truly feel sorrowful for hurting him. That's the difference. See, a wicked man, they go about doing bad, and they don't care. They think they bad is right, and they think right is wrong. And they're not trying to ask for forgiveness. They're not trying to do better. That's the way they live. That's what they think. What they think is right. That's the difference. So somebody that you see is not trying to get better. Is stuck in their ways, in the mold of the world. Those are people that you do not need to be associated with. Because we all know fools will cause you great harm. God's word, not mine. So yeah, man, being corrected, man, living to be corrected. That's what it's about, the word of God. See, it say you will know them by their fruits. So yeah, you don't take everybody's critique or correction, right? But if you see somebody actually living, that's why you gotta know God's character. You got to know what to look for. See, people say they could look for this in a person, look for that in a person, man, but you don't know what you looking at, bro. Lady, you don't know what you looking at. You looking at the world. You looking at the clothes. You looking at the slang, the car. You know what I'm saying? The food, the money. You know, you have to look at how they really, what they're saying, what they can't, what they're doing. Are their words aligning with their actions? Are they being gentle? Are they being kind? Do they have a conviction in their spirit to do better? Are they being loving? Are they being helpful? Are they being giving service? Are they being humble? Are they being gentle? These are the things that you are looking for. Not the worldly things, man. Those things are perish, but these things that go on with you forever. These things are eternal. Seek first the kingdom of God. That means seek first the kingdom of God in everybody, in everything. So yeah, man, it's very essential that man, we know God's character so we can know what to look for in people. to be corrected, to know if people are correcting us in the right way. And the best way to do it is to read the word yourself, man, so you won't be misled and led astray. A lot of people read this word, man, they take it out of context. That's why it's very vital that you read for yourself and you get your own discernment, man. Because you don't want nobody to lead you astray. So, yeah, man, it's the I Am Just Like You Different podcast. Love you guys, man. Later.